Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
It is important to differentiate the difference between a disappointing marriage, which happens in a lot of Christian homes, a difficult marriage, which is true of many homes as well, and a destructive marriage, because there are subtle but very, very important differences. So a disappointing marriage is what I say to people is nobody gets all 52 cards in the deck. So when you marry somebody, there are going to be some cards missing. So you might marry a guy who's really handy around the house and he can fix the bathrooms and can do all the repairs, but he can't have a deep conversation and doesn't want to read a book with you to save his life. You know, he just doesn't have those qualities and he doesn't want to do it. Or you might marry a guy who's really good at deep conversation and loves to have a conversation, but if the toilet was overflowing and, you know, and there was water coming down into your living room because of it, he wouldn't know what to do. And so not everyone marries someone, and nobody marries anyone who's got every quality that you would like or want. And so sometimes part of marriage is learning to live with the person that you married, who the real person is, not the person who you thought they were. And that's an adjustment phase for many, many individuals. And sometimes we have this idea that, oh, you weren't who I thought you were, and so now I'm going to find someone else. That's not a legitimate reason for getting divorced. That's not a good reason for breaking a relationship. And during that time of disappointment, it's often the opportunity for us to learn to love in a deeper way. So I'm not talking about that kind of marriage here. The second kind of marriage is a difficult marriage where there's, I would describe that as a lot of external stressors, like maybe it's children who have autism or special needs. You have financial issues, job loss. Maybe you have some personality or cultural differences that you're trying to work through, or family of origin create some outside stressors with in-law problems, moving a lot. All of those kind of things create problems in a marriage. And if a couple can be mature and learn to navigate those in a mutually respectful and caring way, difficult does not have to turn into disappointing, although it could if you don't handle it well. But a destructive marriage is very different. A destructive relationship goes beyond disappointing and difficult. Here's how I would summarize it. A destructive relationship is a pattern, not just a one-time event, but it's a pattern in which one person in the relationship is regularly dominated, deceived, dismissed, degraded, or diminished. And so there's this lack of mutual effort at maintaining or repairing the relationship. There's a lack of accountability for the wrongs or the wounds that have been caused. And a relationship that when someone brings it up, that this is a problem, they're often denied, I didn't do that, you're crazy, minimized, you're making too much of it, you're too sensitive, or blamed on the other person. It's your fault that I acted this way, because if only you would be a better wife, I wouldn't act this way. And so we see this pattern happening over and over again, and that's what's so destructive.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.